Our guest in the cafe this morning is our books commentator, Sharon Felt from Sulphur Springs. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, and you still you got a lot of time to read. I guess you're doing a lot of reading right now.
A lot of reading and some writing, so keeping busy.
We'll have to get you to tell us more about your writing. So Sharon is going to talk to us about a couple of books by Texas authors, and Revis Wortham is the first, and Revis actually is a Northeast Texas writer, isn't he? He's from this region.
He is. He grew up in Delta County, which is up by, well, maybe... I don't know, Red River County, up by Paris and
Delta,
that area.
Yeah, Delta County is just to the east of Commerce and just to the south of Paris. So we're very well familiar with Delta County, absolutely.
Right.
But he has written a series of books on the character Sonny Hawk, and has a new book out called Hawk's Fury. And this is a book about a Texas lawman, or it's a series about a Texas lawman, and he's written quite a few books in this series now.
Yes, this is the last in the series, sadly. Revis himself said he was going to miss his character, but this is the last in the series, and it's called Hawk's Fury. Sonny Hawk is the Texas Ranger, and his dad had been a Texas Ranger as well, and he is Texas pure through and through, and you can tell it through his language, you can tell it through his comments and his behavior. I mean, you just fall in love with him because he's pure Texas. And he's called in when a film crew making a movie in Big Bend area about human trafficking coming across the border is attacked by the cartel, and bodies are just everywhere. And so Sonny is called in to help them and find out who's doing this and to stop the attacks. And he finds out that the leader is this horrifying woman. She's the leader of the cartel, and she is just relentless and evil and vicious and does horrible things to her people, anybody that gets in her way for any reason. And Sonny is smart. He's fearless. He's engaging. He's funny.
There's some talk about this possibly being presented as a movie?
Yes, I talked with Revis not too long ago, and he said that they were looking at producing probably the whole series as a group in a movie. And there's no he hasn't heard anything definite, but my choice for Sonny would be Sam Elliott. He would make a perfect Sonny Hawk. It's just a great one.
It
all, of course, takes place in Big Bend, which, you know, is out in West Texas and desolate and
beautiful cinematography to be had there. We're talking with Sharon Felt, our books commentator, and the second book Sharon is one by another Texas author, and this is Marianne Miller, who's from East Texas, the Piney Woods, not far away, and she has a long list of awards for her books. But the one you're talking about here, actually two books, Open Season and Stalking Season, and I was struck in your notes that you gave me about how timely this is.
It is. I had talked to Marianne several years ago, and she was very active in the Winsboro area with the Winsboro Center of Art. She did a lot of play directing and writing, and she's very prolific in every genre that I can think of, and she's won awards in almost every genre that there is. But she gave me these two books, and I just happened to pick them up because I've had lots of time to read, and it struck me how timely they are. Even though they're 10 years old, it's about Dallas and the racial rioting and the racial problems that came when a white female detective shot a black youth who killed her partner. And this was going on when it was shortly after, I think she did all this series, shortly after they had that time when the police in Dallas were being shot, you know, ambushed.
Right. This is not based on a true story, but this is a fictional story. But
it is.
Okay.
But she did quite a lot of research with the police in Dallas about procedurals and what happened and the effects of racial rioting and racial tensions that came up during that time. So it's very timely because what happens, this white detective, the white female detective, shoots and kills a black youth who has killed her partner. And of course, this causes all kinds of problems in the communities and with the police department and with her. And her sergeant reassigns her a new partner. It happens to be a black female officer who has just passed her detective test, I guess. And it's a very excellent story about how there's always more than one side of the story, but either side of the story is not just black and white. But there are tensions, there are prejudices, there are values, there are community values, there are businesses, there are all kinds of things that are brought to bear on the police, on the victim's family, and the community. And it's exactly what's happening right now.
Sharon, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
All right, thank you.
Sharon Felton, our books commentator. Sharon's from Sulphur Springs. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KEPR.